You're listening to Xi Jinping, The Governance of China, an audiobook produced by CGTN.
What are China's five proposals for enhancing the SCO's role? The Shanghai spirit is a shared asset, and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization is a shared home. We should, guided by the Shanghai spirit, work closely to build an SCO community with a shared future, move toward a new type of international relations, and build an open, inclusive, clean, and beautiful world that enjoys lasting peace, universal security, and common prosperity. To this end, I would like to propose the following. First, we need to build up strengths of unity and mutual trust. We should ensure full implementation of the Qingdao Declaration. The outline for the implementation of the Treaty on Long-Term Good Neighborliness, Friendship and Cooperation, and other documents. We should respect each other's choice of development path and accommodate each other's core interests and major concerns. We should enhance mutual understanding by putting ourselves in others' positions and boost harmony and unity by seeking common ground and setting aside differences. This will enhance the cohesion and appeal of our organization. Second, we need to strengthen the foundation for shared peace and security. We need to actively implement the 2019 to 2021 program of cooperation for combating three evil forces of terrorism, separatism, and extremism, continue to conduct the peace mission and other joint counter-terrorism exercises, and enhance cooperation on defense security, law enforcement security, and information security. We need to give full play to the role of the SCO Afghanistan Contact Group to facilitate peace and reconstruction in Afghanistan. China offers to train 2,000 law enforcement officers for all parties in the next 3 years through China National Institute for SCO International Exchange and Judicial Cooperation and other platforms to enhance law enforcement capacity building. Third, we need to build a powerful engine to achieve common development and prosperity. We should increase complementarity of our respective development strategies, continue to advance the Belt and Road Cooperation under the principle of delivering shared benefits through extensive consultation and joint contribution, accelerate regional trade facilitation, and step up the implementation of the Agreement on International Road Transport Facilitation and other cooperation documents. China will welcome all parties to the first China International Import Expo to be held in Shanghai in November this year. The Chinese government supports building a demonstration area in Qingdao for China SCO Local Economic and Trade Cooperation, and will set up a committee of legal services for SCO member states to provide legal support for business cooperation. In this connection, I hereby announce that China will set up a 30 billion yuan equivalent special lending facility within the framework of the SCO Interbank Consortium. Fourth, we need to forge closer ties through cultural and people-to-people exchanges. We should actively implement the outline for environmental protection cooperation and other documents. Ensure the continued success of such well-recognized programs as the Youth Exchange Camp, and secure solid progress in cooperation in education, science and technology, culture, tourism, health, disaster relief and media. In the next 3 years, China will provide 3,000 training opportunities of human resources development for SCO member states to enhance public understanding of and support for the SCO family. China offers to provide meteorological services to all parties using its Fengyuan 2 weather satellites. Fifth, we need to expand partnership networks of international cooperation. By intensifying exchanges and cooperation with SCO observer states, dialogue partners, and other countries in our region, by enhancing partnerships with the United Nations and other international and regional organizations, and by engaging in dialogue with the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and other international financial institutions, we can contribute our share to resolving hotspot issues and improving global governance.
You've been listening to Xi Jinping, The Governance of China, brought to you by CGTN. For more episodes, you can download the CGTN app or log onto our website at cgtn.com.